Good morning, everyone. Coming to you the day after round one TLT. Just taking the dog for a walk, as you do on a Monday morning. Thought I'd just give you some quick thoughts from yesterday's Vegas games, which I think overall was actually quite a success as well. And the Supercoach watch party as well was a lot of fun. Great to meet some of you out there. A few comments on the hair as well, which was always appreciated. So I think that first game, Manly versus Souths, so that was a really exciting game, really end-to-end, free-flowing. I think the standouts were probably the fullbacks, Turbo Luttrell. Like, annoyingly, Luttrell was just almost in everything that was good for the Rabbitohs. So as a non-owner, I was a bit painful to see him walk away with 110. Could have been more. He was on like 95 with 31 minutes to go. I was thinking 140 plus was on the cards, but I'll look. At that point, I'll take 110. And Turbo, who I did end up going with for my round one team, very happy, I think, with that choice. He looked involved in everything, willing to take hit-ups and strong runs and things, but just bobbing around, offloading, almost was very close to scoring a try of his own. Set up Burbo, which had to be the moment of the day for me. When he put through Burbo for a try, the whole crowd just went mad. And lots of Supercoach points as well, which was a lot of fun. So yeah, very happy with Turbo. I think if you're a Luttrell owner, of course, you'd be very happy with that. Just showed that, you know, big game, big stage player. Other points out of the Manly side, I think Brooks looked really good. Did score a try later on, ended up on 59, but he was close to a try earlier in the game as well. Had a couple of mistakes, but look, I think he'll come good. I think he'll be a decent option potentially, and maybe as a kind of a Brooks dual-backs combination, thinking long term. But I think if you start with him, I think you'd be pretty happy with that. What else we got out of Manly? Hamoli Oluquatu looked really, really strong. He got 72 in base power, which is mad. So even though he got that try, like, you take that try out, he still put up really, really big numbers. So one to monitor as well. He's obviously a little bit more expensive. A lot of people don't own him, given that most second row forwards that we own probably in the sub 500k range, but definitely one to monitor. Looked really, really strong. Outside of that, I guess from Manly, a few people probably went Sean Kepi. I can't remember off the top of my head. I think he's in the low 40s, which is okay. Nothing groundbreaking. I mean, look, going to the other team, Jai Arrow, who I do own, disappointing. Looked to cop a few knocks as well, but yeah, only ended up on 39. Played the first 25 and was going pretty good. Played the first 26 minutes and was on 25 points. And I thought, that's okay. If he's going 26 minutes, and if you can give me 50 in that time, I'll take it. Obviously, it didn't quite work out. I think I'll wait one more week on Arrow, just because, you know, there was a period in that second half where Rabbitohs just didn't really have the ball and Manly were really attacking. So there was probably a period of the game where I don't think, you know, defence was something that the Rabbitohs were really doing. So I think in terms of making extra tackles and stuff, it wasn't quite happening. So I think with Arrow, I'll probably wait a week. We'll touch on Tyrell May, of course, when I talk about the Roosters, but very big watch on Tyrell May next week as well. What else do we have from the Rabbitohs? I'm just trying to think of any other Supercoach relevance. Jacob Gagai scored a try, ended up on 55. I did start with him in my round one team just because it did enable me to get someone like Harry Grant into my team. 55, so based okay. I think he based about 26 or 28, which is solid. And I guess he showed that he looked pretty good. Richie Kennard did score as well, so I was hoping for Richie Kennard to have a bad game, so that's one less competition. But obviously just have to wait a couple of weeks now for round two TLT for the Rabbitohs, but I thought Gagai did look okay. That's probably all I guess we can really comment on him. Was nothing really much to be known now at this point. Sorry, it's a little spin for you because the dog decided for me to walk around in a little loop. So that's probably all I can remember at the moment. Granted, it's about 7 a.m. on Monday morning here. I guess on the Roosters Broncos game, obviously, as a Brendan Piakura owner, that's four points, but you know, that early HIA, look, there's not much you can do about it, right? Like, I know it's fine to kind of beat yourself up about it, but like, this just happens in the game, right? It's complete luck. So if you're a Piakura owner like myself, there's really nothing we can do about it. Like, I think the interesting watch will be, so he has 11 days until the Broncos' next game, and that's the period of time that the player needs to have off before they get cleared to play. So, keen watch. I think if he's available round two, like, I probably won't sell him. I'll keep him. Like, we picked him for a reason. And if he's out, I think if he's out, it really depends on how other front, second and forwards look. Like, for example, if someone like Josh Curran, you don't own Josh Curran, and he absolutely kills it round one, plays like 60 minutes, and you want to jump on him and round, and Pierre is out round two, that's probably when I'd be like, okay, maybe make a move. But until then, we don't really know. So I think my general advice would be just to stay calm. Don't try to get on too much tilt. Because look, I'm in the camp with you as well. So that's some of my thoughts on Piakura. Reece Walsh looked really good. He had a couple of kicks that went dead, but look, he did score, I think, 80 plus in the end, looked really involved. So again, just fullback roulette this season, I think, is just going to be really tough. Like, even Tedesco was involved in everything. He ended up scoring about 70. That probably shows Teddy's not going to be, I think, in the same caliber as some of these other options, because he was involved so much everywhere and he still only ended up on 70. You know, everyone else kind of was very involved, you know, but Turbo, Reece Walsh, 80 plus, Littrell, 100 plus, and Turbo, I should have commented, he updated to 81, but he could have been on 120, 130. Like, he was so close to a couple of opportunities. It was good to see him offloading, but like, yeah, he could have almost scored a try, could have had another try assist for someone else, I can't remember. So yeah, fullback roulette is going to be really tough. We haven't even seen Ponga yet. So Drinkwater, we haven't seen either. Gutherson, like, it's just a stacked position. So I think it's probably a place where, you know, just go with your gut and just pick who you like, to be honest, because I think it seems like they're all going to end up doing quite well. I guess out of the Broncos as well, obviously a big watch on that whole Spencer Lenu, Ezra Mamm incident. I did own Spencer Lenu in the end, just because of this chat of him playing bigger minutes over time. Now, we'll have to see what happens with this whole judiciary thing. If Lenu gets suspended, then obviously he's going to be in trade. So probably a consideration for me. Sorry, the bus just approaches. Probably a consideration for me for next week will be that I might try to create some extra funds in my team, just so that if Lenu is out, I've got money to upgrade him to one of those 400k front row forwards. I think it's probably the only thing I'm thinking about for next week. But until then, we don't really know much more. Lenu was, I don't know how that would happen with scoring, because he was on 41 pre-updates, updated down to like 31. I was like, we lost like 9 points. Because 40, 45, I was like, that's kind of what I was expecting from Lenu in terms of a score. Minutes-wise, he played the first 26, and then he came on, I think, for the last about 15 or so. So he was probably playing about 40 minutes, which is good to see, encouraging. So if he can kind of get you 40 jag attack stats every now and then to 45, then we'll take it. But big watch, obviously, for that. Nothing else comes to mind. I guess with the Broncos, final thing, a lot of the middles, like Corey Jensen, etc., I wouldn't jump on those scores and think that's going to be the norm, only because with that Piakura injury, it meant that Pat Carrigan moved to the edge. So I do think that there was some middles who came onto the field a little bit earlier than they were expected. So that's definitely another one I want to see one more game out of, if I can. So that's just kind of a last thoughts, because I think Corey Jensen ended up on 56, which is pretty good for his price at 418k. Yeah, obviously on the Roosters, Terrell May is a really big watch. I think he's probably firming as one of the best kind of cheaper front row forward options. 64 points. I think the minutes were slightly inflated because of that whole Satili Tupanua, Sua Wong business, where Wong went off after 26 minutes, Nat Butcher came on, and then Satili played out the first half, came back onto the field in the second half for 2 minutes, and then got subbed off again. So it looked like he's picked up some kind of a knee problem. Sua Wong also copped in a knock, I think, to his ankle late in the game as well. So, like, I don't think we have really any better certainty on minutes for those edge back rowers. So I didn't start with either. And I think, again, there's no reason to be jumping one of the two. In terms of a sell, I think it really depends on the injury news we get out of NRL Physio. Shout out to Physio. But yeah, otherwise, I think there's probably nothing really more we can do at this point. But yeah, because of that situation with Terrell May and those middles, JWH playing next week, I do want to see what will happen there. So I'm happy to give Terrell May one more week to watch. But yeah, I very easily could be doing a Jai Arrow down to Terrell May, I think, in round three. Because the thing with Terrell May, even if his minutes are slightly reduced from what he played yesterday, like, he looked good. Like, he had a good work rate. I was offloading. And Trent Robertson also mentioned it in his press conference after the game that he just couldn't really take him off in the second half because he just didn't look tired. And that was exactly how it looked. He just kept putting his hand up to do work, kept going for runs, and he'd never looked gassed, which was really, really encouraging to see from him. So I think Tyrrell May for sure is a big watch. I think outside of that for the Roosters, Joe Manu killed it, 100 plus points. Unbelievable flick pass, try assist, scored an intercept try of his own as well. So yeah, bit of a Joey Manu lover. It'll be sad to see him go at the end of this year, but anyone who started with him as a pod, good job on you. But that's kind of all I can really take out of it. Let me know if you guys enjoyed this type of video, just literally my unfiltered, unedited thoughts on a Monday morning walk with my dog. Where is he? Rusty the Beagle. So let me know if you want more of these type of videos, and I'll see if I can get him out there onto the old internet-y. But all right, we'll leave it there. Hope you all had a good round 0.